In the hotel.
在酒店.
Anna checks into a hotel in Berlin. She learns how to book a room at reception, ask for directions to the room, and inquire about breakfast.
Anna 在柏林的一家酒店入住. 她学习如何在前台预订房间，问路到房间，并询问早餐服务.
One day, Anna arrives at the hotel.
一天, Anna 到达酒店.
She walks to the reception.
她走向接待台.
The receptionist smiles.
接待员微笑.
She says, "Welcome."
她说,欢迎.
Anna smiles back.
Anna 微笑回来.
She says, "I want a room."
她说,我想要一个房间.
The receptionist asks, "What type of room do you want?"
接待员问,你要哪种房间?
Anna says, "A big room."
Anna 说,一个大房间.
The receptionist nods.
接待员点头.
She gives Anna the key.
她给了安娜钥匙.
Anna asks, "Where is my room?"
Anna 问,我的房间在哪里?
The receptionist says, "On the second floor."
接待员说,在二楼.
Anna nods.
Anna 点头.
She walks to her room.
她走到房间.
The next morning, she goes for breakfast.
第二天早上,她去吃早餐.
She likes the food.
她喜欢食物.
Anna is happy.
Anna 很开心.
Post and telephone.
邮政和电话.
Max writes a letter to his girlfriend in France and learns how to buy a stamp. Later, he also makes a call to track a package.
Max 写信给他的女朋友在法国,学习如何购买邮票. 后来他还打电话去跟踪包裹.
Max goes to the post office.
Max 去邮局.
He needs to buy stamps.
他要买邮票.
He asks the person at the counter.
他问柜台的人.
The person says the stamps are over here.
人说邮票在这边.
Max buys the stamps.
Max 买了邮票.
He goes home happily.
他开心地回家.
Max sits by the table.
Max 坐在桌子旁.
He takes out a pen and paper.
他拿出笔和纸.
He starts to write the letter.
他开始写信.
The letter is for his girlfriend.
信是给他的女朋友.
She is in France.
她在法国.
After writing, he puts it in an envelope.
信写好后,她放入信封.
He sticks a stamp on it.
她贴上邮票.
He walks to the mailbox.
她走去邮筒.
He drops the letter in the mailbox.
信投入邮筒.
He calls the post office.
她打电话给邮局.
He wants to track a package.
她想跟踪一个包裹.
Daily routine.
日常安排.
Sophia describes her typical day between work, exercise, and leisure activities and how she manages it all.
Sophia 描述了她典型的一天,工作、运动和休闲活动,以及她如何同时做到这一切.
She gets up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
她每天早上6点起床.
She makes breakfast and drinks coffee.
她做早餐并喝咖啡.
Then she goes to the gym to exercise.
然后她去健身房锻炼.
Before work, she spends an hour exercising.
工作前,她花1小时锻炼身体.
At 8, she starts work.
8点,她开始工作.
At lunchtime, she likes to meet friends.
午餐时间,她喜欢与朋友见面.
In the afternoon, she continues working.
下午,她继续工作.
She works from home, so she has flexible hours.
她在家里办公, 因此可以灵活安排时间.
In the evening, she often attends painting classes.
晚上,她常常参加绘画班.
It relaxes her and she learns new skills.
这让她放松, 同时也学习新的技能.
At 10, she goes to bed.
10点,她上床睡觉.
She always ensures she gets enough sleep.
她总是确保充足的睡眠.
This is how she keeps her life balanced.
这是她如何让生活平衡.
She believes that planning each day is very important.
她相信每天的计划非常重要.
Every night, she plans the next day.
她每天晚上都会计划第二天.
This is the key to her success.
这是她成功的关键.
Daily routine.
日常生活.
Lucas reflects on his hectic daily life in the big city and the strategies he uses to relax and stay productive.
卢卡斯沉思他的在大城市的忙碌日常和他所用的放松及保持高效的策略。
House and apartment.
房子与公寓。
Lisa explores the variety of architectural styles and decoration trends she observes during a tour of her friends' apartments.
丽莎探索了她在参观朋友公寓时看到的各种建筑风格和装饰趋势。
One afternoon this week, Lisa decided to embark on an adventure.
在本周的某个下午，丽莎决定开启一次冒险。
She visits old friends in various corners of the city.
她在城市的不同角落里走访老朋友。
Each home has its unique design features.
每一个家庭都有其独特的设计特色。
In one apartment, she found bright colors and modern furniture.
在一家公寓中，她发现了明亮的色彩和现代的家具。
In another home, she was captivated by charming vintage decor.
在另一个家中，她被迷人的古色装饰所吸引。
She loves diverse styles and attempts to understand their sources of inspiration.
她爱好不同的风格，并试图理解他们的灵感来源。
Her friend Jack has an artist studio.
他的朋友杰克有一个艺术家的工作室。
The walls are adorned with captivating paintings.
墙壁上挂满了动人的画作。
Lisa feels truly inspired by the vibrancy of Jack's work.
丽莎感觉被杰克作品的活力竭诚吸引。
Then, she visited Jenny, whose home is known for its coziness.
然后，她拜访了珍妮，她的家以舒适而著称。
Soft sofas and warm lighting welcomed her.
柔软的沙发和温暖的灯光迎接她。
Lisa enjoyed the intimacy of this small home.
丽莎喜欢这座小家的亲密感。
At her last stop, she visited Tom's industrial-style apartment.
在最后一站，她到访了汤姆的工业风公寓。
Exposed brick walls and metal furniture reflect his innovative thinking.
暴露的砖墙和金属家具体现了他的创新思维。
Lisa is pleased with all three styles.
丽莎对三种风格都感到满意。
Each style offers her a fresh perspective on living.
每种风格赋予她新鲜的生活方式。
Through this exploration, she feels more confident about redecorating her own apartment.
通过这次考察，她更加坚定了装修自己的公寓。
Lisa realizes that design is as diverse as her friends are.
丽莎意识到，设计就像她的朋友一样多样化。
She looks forward to creating a unique space with her own style.
她期待用自己的风格创造一个独特的空间。
Clothing and fashion.
服装和时尚。
Paul discusses the development of fashion from the 1920s to today and reflects on how societal changes have impacted clothing and style.
保罗讨论了从1920年代到现在的时尚发展，并思考社会变化如何影响了服装和风格。
In the 1920s, hemlines began to rise, and women experienced a freedom previously unknown.
那是1920年代，裙子长度开始变短，女性感受到了前所未有的自由。
As time progressed, the post-war era saw a fusion of function and style.
随着时光的流逝，战后的时代见证了功能与风格之间的结合。
Women's fashion in the 1950s was both feminine and elegantly poised.
1950年代的女性时装充满女性魅力，同时也优雅大方。
In the 1960s, fashion epitomized counterculture and self-expression.
在1960年代，时尚成为了反文化和自我表达的象征。
Paul noted how the 70s were marked by a youth-driven movement towards more casual styles.
保罗注意到，在70年代，青年的影响推动了更多非正式的风格。
The 80s brought about a blend of opulence and audacious flair.
80年代带来了奢华与大胆的混合。
With the advent of the new millennium, fashion became more diverse and inclusive.
随着新千年的来临，时尚变得更加多样化和包容性强。
Paul observed that now, technology is driving a new wave of innovation.
保罗看着，现在，技术正推动新的创新浪潮。
He feels that the focus on sustainability is crucial to modern design.
他觉得以可持续性为重点是现代设计的关键。
This shift brought about more options, enabling personalization and customization.
这种变化带来了更多的选择, 使个性化和定制化成为可能。
Paul believes fashion is not just an outward display but an inward journey.
保罗认为, 时尚不仅是一个外部展示, 也是一个内心的旅程。
He sees how personal style offers a silent means to voice one's inner self.
他看到了个人风格如何提供了一个表达自己内心的无声方式。
Paul concludes that creativity and innovation remain the core drivers of fashion.
保罗总结道, 创造力和创新是时尚的核心驱动力。
He looks to the future, confident that change and diversity will continue to shape fashion.
他展望未来, 相信变化和多样性将继续塑造时尚。